This is WFYI News Now. It's November 2nd, and I'm Darian Benson. Legendary Indiana University basketball coach Bob Knight has died. He was 83 years old. Knight came to IU in 1971 and quickly turned the program into one of the nation's best, winning 11 Big Ten titles and 3 national championships in 29 seasons. The Hall of Fame coach was known for his fiery demeanor.
You know, they talk about my temper or something. You know, well, my temper won a hell of a lot of basketball games.
Despite the success, Knight's fiery demeanor on and off the court led to his dismissal in the fall of 2000. Knight would avoid anything to do with the university for nearly 2 decades. Current IU head coach Mike Woodson played for Knight in the late 1970s. A former NBA player and coach, Woodson says he wouldn't be where he is today without Bob Knight.
He taught me how to be a man on and off the floor. And that was huge for me coming out of the inner cities of Indianapolis.
Knight was just 29 when he took over the program in 1971. In just 5 seasons, the Hoosiers won an NCAA championship. In a 2019 interview, he said he had to change the mindset at IU from offensive to defensive when he took over.
They were used to run and gun, but this was a different approach that we had. And I think they began to understand if we were difficult to score against, that just helped us that much more.
Knight was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 1991. Children with disabilities are entitled to a public education, but a WFYI investigation found that when schools don't fulfill that obligation, it's often left to parents to fight for their rights under the law. From WFYI's education desk, Lee Gaines reports on one family's fight in Northwest Indiana.
Victoria Schwerten's daughter, Lena, needed a nurse to go to school with her. She has a severe form of asthma that needs to be monitored. But her school system in Northwest Indiana refused to allow the nurse in.
It really made me angry. It made me so angry. And that's why I was like, I've got to do something, get this corrected.
Schwerten hired a lawyer and requested something called a due process hearing. It's like a court case. The school system and the family present their evidence and call witnesses to testify. And then an independent hearing officer makes a ruling. Experts, parents, and school staff say it's an adversarial and expensive process that can destroy relationships. Schwerten won her case, but that didn't fix the problem. Her daughter, Lena, currently attends a private school that does allow her nurse in. I'm Lee Gaines, WFYI News.
Indiana's chief investment officer purchased $35 million in Israeli bonds Wednesday. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports.
State Treasurer Daniel Elliott said in a statement the bond purchase reflects his confidence in Israel's victory over the forces of evil. At a demonstration in Indianapolis, protesters called for the disinvestment of U.S. dollars from Israel. Malka Bird, a member of Jewish Voice for Peace Indiana, said,
"Any money that we give to Israel is currently supporting genocide of Palestinians. It's supporting violence and weapons that are being used against Palestinian children, against Palestinian families in Gaza."
The purchase Wednesday was the largest known by a U.S. state since October 7th, according to the state treasurer's office. It oversees the investment of nearly $17 billion of state assets. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.
An invasive insect that feeds on grapevines, hops, and several kinds of trees has spread to more counties in northern Indiana. WFYI's Aubriana Heron has more.
The Indiana Department of Natural Resources says the spotted lanternfly has now entered Elkhart, Porter, and St. Joseph counties. The pest poses a threat to wineries and orchards in Indiana and across the country. It was first found in Switzerland County in southern Indiana in 2021 and was confirmed in Huntington County last year. It's possible the spotted lanternflies are spreading in Indiana by hitching a ride on train cars. The DNR says they were found by rail lines in the latest sighting, as well as sightings in Chicago and major cities in Ohio. If you see a spotted lanternfly, contact the DNR at 866-NOEXOTIC. I'm Aubriana Heron, WFYI News.
That's all for today's episode of WFYI News Now. WFYI News Now is produced by the following people who live in your community: Aubriana Heron, Kendall Antron, and me, Darian Benson. Our news director is Sarah Neil Estes. If you liked today's episode, remember to subscribe and share. And find us wherever you get your podcasts to hear more stories about your community.